What if your personal or business brand was so focused and so on target that it was easy for everyone in your organization to understand? What if you connected with your clients on an emotional level so deeply that they never forgot you? This is what the most successful brands in the world do. It's not about ad budgets. It's about developing a consistent brand, no matter the industry, location, or size of the company. Discover your brand and create an amazing, foolproof marketing strategy. This is the Brand Archetypes Podcast, hosted by Kevin Scarrett and Amy Zander, owners of BrandArchetypes.com. Join them on a journey to discover your most powerful, true brand.
Welcome back to the Brand Archetypes Podcast, everyone. This is Kevin Scarrett, and as always, I'm with Amy Zander. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kevin. I am here with my friends, Dr. Allison and Ryan Moore. They are very talented and smart as heck chiropractors. I met Ryan at a networking event a couple years ago and started working with them and became a patient too. So they also keep me feeling good. And Allison is now in my inner circle of trusted friends too. So for our listeners, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself and your practice? Ladies first.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for having us. My name is Allison Moore. I grew up in Williamson, Michigan, and then I went to undergrad at Michigan State University and then traveled across the country to California to go to chiropractic school. So I knew pretty early on in my life that I wanted to be involved in the health industry. My mom has always been really passionate about nutrition and movement and taught me at a very early age that I'm the one that's in control of my health, and that nutrition and movement play a big part in that. So I found chiropractic school, or the profession, when I was in college and I was studying nutrition, and I felt that it encompassed a big aspect of health that I wanted to share with others. And so I went to chiropractic school and learned that chiropractic care isn't just for old people with neck and back pain, it's actually for all ages. And so that includes kids, which I absolutely adore kids. I think I'm a big kid myself, so that's probably why I enjoy working with kids more than adults. 75% of my clients that I see are pregnant moms and kids. So I like hanging out with babies and having them smile at me all day. You can't be upset when you got a baby smiling at you.
Nice.
That's nice. So Allison, I used to live in California. So where in California did you live?
We lived in just south of Oakland, so right outside of San Francisco.
Yeah, absolutely. I lived in Brentwood, the other Brentwood, the one in the Bay Area.
Nice.
And I was a part owner of a national health and safety company. Well, I was a senior engineer, and then long story, it was in the Fremont area, right across the street from Mission San Jose. So,
yeah,
very familiar. I probably know the Bay Area roads more than any other city in the United States. So, absolutely love the Bay Area.
Yeah, Fremont is the first city that I lived in when I moved out there. So, I love it.
Yeah, right. And Ryan, I understand you are from out east, from New Hampshire. What? Tell me that story. That's kind of fun, because I lived in New Hampshire for 7 years, and it was in the Lake Winnipesaukee area, and my youngest son and his new bride are living in Keene, New Hampshire.
No way. Okay, you got so two connections there. You got the Keene connection, that's where I'm born and raised, in Keene, New Hampshire, and then Lake Winnipesaukee connection as well. Actually, the chiropractor that changed my life in Keene, New Hampshire, that's actually his go-to vacation spot. When he's not seeing tons of people 6 days a week, he escapes up there with his wife up to Lake Winnipesaukee. So your connections with New Hampshire are spot on there.
And as long as he's not up there during the weeks of the motorcycle rally, I guess that's okay.
Yeah. You probably want to skip that weekend there. Not the best time unless you're really driving those things around. Yeah,
and a quarter million motorcyclers. So.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's an interesting connection. And I'm a big believer in chiropractic. I have been seeing a chiropractor for a few decades and am the better for it. So, moving to a new area, starting a new practice, getting married, that sounds like a lot of change over a very short period of time. So how does that affect a young couple like yourself?
Yeah, I think one of the bedrocks from our relationship was that, you know, when we met, it was in, you know, just south of Oakland, California, and it was, you know, a brand new area for both of us. You know, so also going through chiropractic school, probably one of the, you know, toughest, most rewarding experiences of our lives. So kind of going through that together, not to say it made it easy to start in a new area, you know, starting the practice in Michigan, but I don't know, I guess I would say our relationship was kind of, you know, ready for it. We were engaged before making the move over to Michigan. Allison's born and raised in Williamston here. So it was nice to dip into some, you know, connections and, you know, some networking that she had just from being born and raised here. So that made it a lot easier. But there was definitely, you know, a lot to learn, you know. You know, the Bay Area was completely different than, you know, growing up in New Hampshire. And then, you know, Michigan maybe has a little bit more similarities with the East Coast. But, you know, the Midwest is completely its own beast as well. So it's like from a fire hose those first few years.
You know, yeah.
Dr. Allison was working with a different chiropractic business at Williamson Wellness in Williamston. And I was kind of the crazy one that just wanted to start from scratch. I don't know if I felt like, okay, well, I don't really have any connections here anyway. What do I have to lose? Might as well just dive right in. And, you know, once Allison saw that, you know, the business was doing well enough, she hopped on and we've just been building it ever since.
And then she decided to actually marry you, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it'll work out. Yeah.
So at the beginning, it was going, maybe we'll just stay engaged for now. I don't know, this is looking a little risky, yeah.
So you actually made inadvertently made a good decision of not staying too long in California. And let me tell you, after living in both New Hampshire and Michigan and being in California for 14 years, that whole sunshine thing, you know, 300 days of sunshine, that'll drive you crazy. I mean, it'll literally, after 14 years, it was like... It sounds bad with the way I say it, but when you grow up in an area with trees and water and all you get is sunshine, and for those years, I find it hard to remember whether something happened in July or February.
Right. Yeah, we talk about that all the time, too. I have such a hard time remembering dates because it feels like in the Midwest here, we track everything by the season and what the temperature is like out.
That's right.
Can't do that there.
Can't do that. But yeah, it's a nice place to live for a long while and raised our two boys there. And so, yeah, nice to have the connections. And it sounds like it definitely was a good thing for you. So let's talk about some brand stuff. Amy, why don't you
I'm always curious when people study a particular profession and they go to school for a long time to do it, if their schooling and their education ever talks about marketing. So can you guys, like when you were going to school, did they ever talk to you about marketing your business or how to start a business and that kind of thing or your brand at all?
No, they don't. They don't. Chiropractic school teaches you basically how to not hurt somebody. It's pretty basic. You just learn how to take care of people. But I would say we got, two classes of business, maybe?
Yeah, or from, old 80s business textbooks that are completely irrelevant.
Ouch.
Right. That's so I always tell prospective students now that if they want to go to chiropractic school and become a chiropractor and have their own business, to take a business or marketing degree as a bachelor and then go to chiropractic school because they'll be way more prepared to open their business. It was definitely a giant hill for us to climb.
Yeah, I think that's great advice with having a marketing background and starting my own marketing firm. I don't have a business education background, and I always feel like that would be really helpful too. I mean, and there's so much to think about when you start a new business, and of course, marketing is really important, but it's still just like one line item in a huge list of things to do. So when you were starting your business, did you give your brand any thought?
Yeah, I'd say until we started working with Amy, it was, you know, very, very little. And probably even the word brand never even came to mind. You know, for us, it was pretty basic. It was like, okay, you know, I had this guy, this chiropractor in Keene that we were talking about. you know, Dr. Frank Abadi, you know, he had a huge influence on us. This guy, Dr. Pete, who teaches the same technique that we currently do, the zone technique. I'd say those two had the biggest influence on us, you know, in terms of, I wouldn't even say branding. I don't even think we were at that step yet, but just kind of, okay, what do we want someone's experience to be like when they come into our practice? How do we want it to be different than others? But in terms of branding itself, I just don't think we even really even got there other than making, you know, a basic logo, which, you know, as Amy can explain to you, it's way, 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 way more than that. But I think if there's one thing that was kind of the bedrock for us with, you know, starting the practice was, okay, we want it to be about getting people great results, under-promising, over-delivering, getting people health results that they didn't think were even possible. That was kind of the whole, I guess you could say, maybe not even the brand, but we knew that was going to be the culture of the practice. And I'd say, you know, working with Amy, she took that and, you know, took it to the next level and started building it from there.
So it's interesting that you use the word experience. You know, what do you want the patient's experience to be? In the first page of the book that Amy and I are about ready to push out, and this is many years in the coming, we talk about a phrase, and I forget the gentleman's name. His last name is Isley, a famous brand guy from back in the heyday of brand development, like in the 70s. And he used the phrase that brand is the promise of an experience, which is a beautiful way of putting it, because if it's not the actual experience, it's the promise of the experience. It has yet to happen. So when your patients come to you, the experience that they have, there's more to it than just the laying on of hands of, you know, the chiropractic adjustments, right? It's a lot more to it than that. It's the relationship. It's the story that you're telling and how they are a part of it. So, you know, you've gone through this brand archetype process with Amy. I'm always interested to hear what you first thought about it when you heard the idea, because it's usually the common response that we get is, oh, yeah, it was really, really an unusual approach. I'd never heard anything like that before. And then when they start telling us about kind of their impressions, you get a kind of an insight as to, you know, what kind of process they went through. Because what you're talking about right now is the experience that we're promising to our customers, right? So I'm very interested to hear how you felt about the archetype idea.
Yeah. I think when we first went on that website and just kind of started to discover even, okay, what even are the different archetypes? And then, you know, it's like we went so much deeper into it from there. But I guess my first reaction was kind of like, oh, this is almost like little like alter egos for your business, or like little superhero identities. And I think at first the process was kind of like, okay, how do I as Ryan or as Allison, you know, fit into these archetypes? But then it's like, I think where it gets cool is you start to see that your business is this bigger thing than yourself, which is actually pretty liberating to be bigger than all your personal stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
So, right?
Well, it's me. Am I the this? Am I the that? Am I, you know, which one of these identities? But then it's like, no. Let's go back to what you're saying, Kevin, the experience. Okay, which does the experience that people get in here that's different than the other chiropractors around? How does that, you know, which one of those archetypes does it land with? I think that's when it started getting pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, like early on, we talked about the healthcare industry in general and how companies tend to gravitate towards the mother archetype. Kevin and I have covered this in previous podcast episodes. So I know it's been a while since we did your discovery session, and you guys have been killing it with your archetype since then. But if you could think back to those earlier days, do you think the mother resonated with you right away because of your being part of the healthcare industry, or were you leaning a different way?
Yeah, I think all of the archetypes resonate in some way. And so the mother for me, because I take care of a lot of kids, came really naturally because, you know, I'm listening to their concerns. I'm worried about them. I want to help them. But I think that there were other archetypes that as a company and as both of us that we resonated with more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So this is the very first time I'm actually meeting the two of you, and I did not prep myself in advance to even ask Amy what archetype you guys did choose. So just from the chat you guys just had, it sounds like mother was at least part of it. Is that what you landed on, mother, or was there another archetype, or was it a combined thing? What
Yeah, well, that's pretty exciting. So I think, so what was cool is like starting to do more of the research, and we started to do like the actual brand strategizing, the archetype work more deeply with Amy, as we found out like basically the mother, like with our healthcare industry, that's kind of like, I don't want to say the saturated market, that's probably not the right wording for it, but it's like that would probably be the most common, it sounded like. That's what I gathered from Amy. And so that's, I think that started to spark some things with Allison and I, and what we want for our brand with More Life is like, I think even individuals, but also being part of this culture and brand is like, we're passionate about bringing something different. Like let's, you know, let's not provide, you know, the Michigan chiropractic market with what's already there, you know, why compete with what's already there? Why don't we offer something that the market needs, people want, which is the way I see it is what they want above everything, even over a nurturing mother, is healing results, or at least that's what we're attracting because of our archetype. And so I think that's kind of where we started to segue into, okay, yeah, no, I could see the mother, but I think that's where it goes to like offering something that's bigger than yourself. So it's not so much, okay, which one do we like? It's okay, what are the Michiganders needing for their health? And that's where we feel like, you know, the need is this magician or, you know, basically a servicer of healing transformation.
Ooh, love the word transformation. So magician is what you landed on.
That's right.
Yes. Ah, yeah. That's so when you were saying being different and you use the word saturated, I absolutely would use the word saturated if you're going to try to describe any healthcare, an organization that has not put this kind of thoughtfulness into their brand development, they kind of naturally land on the mother. So yes, it is absolutely saturated with mothers all the way through. So love to hear that you picked magician. So, you know, share with us some things that are magical.
Yeah. So the magician is really the perfect fit for our brand's philosophy. So Amy helped us with our cards, our website, our brochure, everything is about transformation. So you're coming in with something that you don't want anymore. You're looking for something better, bigger than yourself. And that's what you leave with. So yeah.
So even just like a quick example, like one of the first tweaks, you know, like Amy's been doing our social media posts for a while, but like this little tweak that I think has made a huge, like really start shifting the trajectory is like our business cards, like it probably doesn't look totally different, but little thing, you know, like if you heard the Tony Robbins saying, your quality of question determines your quality of life. So it's like, if you ask yourself, why am I a piece of crap? You know, like you'll spit out a crappy answer for that crappy question, you know?
That's right.
It to, you know, the question on the back is, are you ready to transform your health? And that's like such a simple question, but it doesn't change like how much depth is behind it. And it's like literally like the perfect, what do you call it? Funnel, bottleneck into like who would be an ideal client. You know, like if someone's just like, no, I just want someone to put their hands on me and have temporary relief. Well, okay, we could find you a better business to achieve that goal. But if you're ready to transform your health, you know, you have headaches and you want your head to feel great 24/7. Okay. You know, you're in the right place.
Excellent. Excellent. So this branding thing is new to people. I mean, we've said this numerous times on our podcast. It's shocking to us that more people aren't using it as a tool because it provides so much focus. You know, has that been your experience that it takes you, what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to give you a different perspective. And instead of trying to focus on 18 different things, it gives you kind of a laser focus. And in your case, with the selection of the magician, and you've used the word numerous times already, transformation, that's an amazing focus for a service like yours. So, you know, talk to us about that. Have you experienced anything awesome or unexpected or new or interesting?
Well, one thing, and this is kind of while we are, you know, just thinking about all the brand archetyping stuff is like, you know, we haven't, so just to answer it a little bit is like, we don't have, you know, like a brand mission statement for our practice, or I guess maybe we did when I first started the practice, we haven't, you know, reinvented it or re-looked at it or anything, but this brand archetype, like it really does like indirectly, you know, maybe not in words, but like through the culture, it really does like make your brand's mission statement indirectly, because it's always this reminder, like you're saying, it's like, you know, it's not just a logo, like the branding is actually, it's like the blueprint for our practice. It's like the compass, you know, and that's, you know, like we talk about it with Amy all the time, like, you know, people, we get 10 emails, you know, a week, maybe sometimes 10 emails a day on, oh, this marketing strategy or this new technology or this and that versus, you know, and we can see so many chiropractors can get sucked into that. You know, you get sucked into the newest fad versus us. It's like, yeah, sure, maybe we'll do some Facebook ads. We're not closed off to those things, but like we have this specific brand archetype that's always going to keep us on track and remind us, you know, where we're going, so we don't, you know, go off course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's, and even, yeah, like, so, yeah, like, I'd say this brand archetype definitely, it gives us, like, a mission statement for the practice, but it also is, like, indirectly patient education. So it's not, you know, the old school chiropractic patient education where we sit them down and lecture them or do a spinal hygiene video on the first visit, you know. They watch one of Amy's videos, and it's not, you know, Amy isn't just some, you know, marketer that doesn't really know the business and is just doing, you know, this umbrella marketing work. She's a client. So people see Amy's Facebook ads and her social media work, and they think it's us doing it. So they literally think it's like the doctor was sitting them down and educating them. So when someone walks into their practice as a new patient, they know what to expect. They know they're there to get results. They know they're not there for maybe some of these other archetypes. And it's it becomes pretty clear to them what we're about before they even, you know, step foot in the door for the first time.
It's awesome to hear.
Just feeling all the love.
I know, because all the time they're like, man, how do you do it? How do you do all that social media work? Like, part of me wants to be like, oh, let's have them think we're Superman.
It's a magical secret.
Yeah, we just do 10 social media posts a day. I'm like, no, that's actually one of our clients. She's a patient and she's our marketing person. And that's why it's so authentic. And they're like, holy cow, that's someone else. I could have sworn it was, you know, all of them think it's, you know, me or Allison doing it.
So. Oh, that's so good to hear. So it sounds like that you guys would recommend the brand strategy to other business owners, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Not only was it like super fun to go through the process of figuring it out, I think it really helps to bring clarity to the direction of your business and the decisions you make. Because like Ryan was saying earlier, you're constantly bombarded by emails, by calls, people asking if you want to try this technique or this or that. And it's really easy now to say no or to say yes, depending on if it fits our archetype. So yeah. I think, especially as a business owner, you're trying to conserve your energy as much as possible. So being clear about what you can say no and yes to is huge.
Okay, so I just got a little tear in my eye. And we need to take, Allison, we need to take your last little 30-second bit and, like, turn that into a marketing piece for ourselves.
Because yeah, absolutely.
Everything that you just said was awesome. To be able to say no is a and to know when to say no is a liberating thing. And most people never figure that out. And they say yes to everything because they just want to try something different. I think I need to improve my marketing, but I don't know what to do. So I'll just try these 10 things, and it never works. So I love to hear what you just said. So the focus and saying no.
Right. Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. So guys, this has been so awesome. It's nice to sit here with you and talk to you and hear your story. So tell us how our listeners can get in touch with you and learn more about your services.
Sure. So probably the easiest way would be to go to our website, which is www.morelifehealth.com. We also have Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is More Life Health and Healing. Our Instagram is More Life Health. But the fastest way to get a hold of us would be to call or text our office at 517-781-4884. And because, you know, we are young, we love texting, and texting is probably the fastest way that we would respond to you. So,
yeah, absolutely. And for our listeners, we'll put all that information and links to their website and all their social in the show notes. And also, if you're looking up that, Moore is their last name, which is M-O-O-R-E. So Moore Life Health with an E. So check them out. Look at their awesome social media, but really look at their cute pictures on their website and find out more about their zone technique and the stuff that they do, because they're on the cutting edge of chiropractic all the time. And you will feel better the second you walk in their office, for sure.
Kind of wishing I was still in the Lansing area.
I know, you moved away, right? Well, you can come visit them when you come see me.
I can do that. We're just a half a state away. And as nice as New Hampshire and California are, welcome back to the Mitten. And we're glad you're here. And love to hear that you had a positive experience with the whole archetype process. Nice meeting you both. And thank you so much for being on our show today.
Hey,
so, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, not a problem. So listeners, if you have questions, call us. If you have any ideas for posts, if you have an interesting idea for an archetype related idea for anything brand related, we would love to hear from you. Also remember that our word lists are available for $29.95. They will help you support everything that you're doing in your brand with all the right nuance and meaning and all the awesome words that Amy has helped come up with. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, all those other great platforms. And Amy, anything else for us today?
Nope. I think that's
sounds.
We did it good.
That's a wrap. Yep. That's a wrap. Okay. You and I will talk next week, I am sure.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
Bye, Docs.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
You've been listening to the Brand Archetypes Podcast. Are you ready to discover your company's archetype? Check out brandarchetypes.com, where you can download the book, find out about archetype-specific strategies, connect with us on social media, and sign up for our newsletter.